We're sisters, best friends, and authors on a mission to help you stoke your creative fire and live the life of your dreams. We believe that purpose fuels passion and that creativity is your secret weapon for mass construction. There's never been a better time to bless the world with your dream realized. You're listening to The Kate and Abby Show.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of The Kate and Abby Show. Today we are talking about the number one biggest mistake new writers make. And it's something that Kate and I personally have not heard talked about before, so we're bringing this to the table, a interesting discussion to unpack. And this mistake can destroy your entire story. It can destroy every story you write, and it can actually end your author career before it begins. It is that big of a mistake. Seriously, no exaggeration. This mistake has ruined many writers who could have been great, but they let this mistake get in their way and destroy what could have been amazing storytelling. So if that is not a big bombshell to drop, I don't know what is. We are super excited to get into this topic and expose this and address this mistake and show you how you can stop doing this in your own writing and the path forward to a better, more creative and happy writing experience. So let's get into it. But before we get into it, we first have to take a moment to thank our amazing patrons. You guys are what make this show possible. You support this show, you keep it alive, you keep it free of sponsorships, and that's the important thing. So we want to bring you guys the best, highest quality advice and discussions every other week. And the way we do that is through your amazing support over on Patreon. So Thank you so much for your support over there. And if you get value out of this podcast, consider giving on the Patreon at patreon.com/thekateandabbyshow. We will leave the link below this video as well. And also another thing Kate and I do only on Patreon is a live monthly hangout session at the end of each month. So when you're in the Patreon community, you can get access to watch those live sessions and hang out with us, chat about your stories. It's super fun. We do it at the end of each month. So we have one coming up for the end of October, and we hope to see you there.
We treat it like kind of this like organic meetup. Like if we were to all like, if we all lived near each other, it'd be like meeting up at a coffee shop and talking about our works in progress. And we get to answer your questions and hear about what you're working on. So it's really fun. It's like a little bit of a small writers group feel. It's nice. Yeah. I really love it.
Yeah, it's super fun. So we hope to see you guys over there. All tiers get access to that hangout session, by the way. So whatever you can give helps the show tremendously, and we appreciate your support. Okay, let's get into this topic. It's a big one. The number one biggest mistake that new writers make is, should we do like a drum roll? Being afraid to make mistakes.
So true.
This is such a loaded thing. So many layers to this.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. The thing that you and I see a lot of new writers talk about is how they are afraid to make mistakes.
Right.
And this overanalysis and worry and self-doubt can do all the things that I mentioned in the intro. It can stop you from writing the story you were meant to write and that you feel called to write. It can end your author career because if you're afraid of making mistakes, you never step outside that comfort zone where you have to make mistakes in order to get better and to gain experience and to learn experientially. Like, I feel like YouTube is loaded with videos that are titled like this one, you know, mistakes that new writers make. And a lot of those videos, like a lot of the articles and videos that you see are, you know, what they're calling to and why a lot of writers feel like, oh, there's something here I need to learn is because they're worried about making mistakes, right? And I think that every time that you're new to something and you're just starting out with it, you're afraid of making mistakes and you're afraid of like the negative emotions that come with that, like the self-doubt and the feeling of inadequacy that can sort of trip you up as you go through those experiences. But those experiences are like, they are the thing. They are necessary.
They're just a part of it. It's just a part of the process. Yeah. And I like to always take a step back, and we were talking about this, and look at why is it even being called a mistake? That in and of itself is somewhere along the line, someone decided that these things were mistakes, these things that you hear commonly listed in writing advice videos or articles or what have you. It's just part of the process. You cannot become a better writer without going through those things.
Yeah.
Just like you can't become a good potter without probably wasting loads of clay on different things that maybe won't turn out the way you expect them to, but they're all a part of the learning process. You won't ever become a really good painter if you don't just play and experiment and ruin lots of canvases, quote unquote ruin. Yeah. I've done all of that. And that should never be labeled a mistake. That's why I said, you know, ruin in quotes, because it's not ruining it. It's that is the learning process. That is the artistic process. That that's what we're here for. And the art is, like we were talking about, is so malleable.
Mm. Yeah, like everything's every subject thing is to like change. That.
Yeah,
like you were saying, like painting, making pottery, making. We were talking about making bread.
Right, making bread.
Making bread is difficult. And, like, it takes a lot of trial and error before you really figure out, you know, this is the best way to do it. And that experience, you can only learn through the experience of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Same with, like, music. You can only learn through the experience of, you know, playing music and practicing. And if you're afraid to practice music because you were going to make mistakes, then you would never get better at it.
Right. But yet with writing, it seems like there's a high number of writers who encounter what they call mistakes, and it makes them so discouraged that they don't want to continue.
Yeah.
Or perhaps it's causing them to judge their work as being not good enough simply because they feel they've made mistakes. And that can cause such fear, really, of moving forward.
Yeah.
It can cause self-doubt and feelings of being not good enough. And those are not things that are helping us in our journey. So we need to be able to acknowledge that, to notice that, and to allow ourselves to let go of those feelings. They're not helping us on our journey, so we cannot hang on to them.
Mm.
We need to look at this differently. We need to frame this up differently in our minds instead of looking at it as a mistake. Look at it as a fun part of the process. This is part of the learning experience.
Yeah, very true. And it continues forever into your writing career. Like, you and I all the time talk about how we will write something and then go back and even that same day go back and read it and, like, change a bunch of things about it, revise things, edit things. So you could, you know, it depends on your perspective, but I guess you could look at that as like, well, you made mistakes that you have to go back and fix. Yeah, you do. Like, you will forever, you know? You will never reach a point in your writing career where every single word comes out perfectly the first time, like in the first draft, you know?
It's like every time I sit down and read back through my work, I change things. I reword things, I restructure things, I take things out, I delete lots, I add lots. Mm-hmm. And that's not because it's riddled with mistakes, it's just because I'm gaining experience every single day, every single time I sit down to write. And as I lean into that process, I myself am evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So my writing evolves with me. Your writing is going to evolve with you as you grow and change as a writer.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, as you gain this experience, you get better at what you're doing, but you also, to me, the most valuable thing is not that you're getting better, but that your relationship with the thing is changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your relationship with the process, with writing, with making mistakes and going back and fixing them. And that, to me, is a sign of true experience and mastering a thing, no matter what it is. It no longer has the power to negatively impact you when it doesn't come out
right
the first time, you know?
That's a really good point.
Like, and that's the relationship thing. Like, I was thinking about it with martial arts, because I was thinking about a video you showed me once by a martial artist who was talking about how he was asked a question about pain and how, like, you know, do you not feel pain anymore because you're, like, so good at this and, you know, you're, like, a martial art machine. And he said, no, it's not that I don't feel pain. It's that my relationship with pain is different. Mm. And I thought that was really profound in a lot of different ways because you can apply that to a lot of different things. And how I can apply it to writing is, like, your relationship with writing changes to the point where you're still deriving happiness from it, but it doesn't have, like, control over you that, like, if it's not perfect the first time, you're like, oh, now my whole day is destroyed and my whole mood is ruined. My self-esteem is ruined because I'm, like, kind of measuring my sense of how good I am of a writer based on how perfect that, you know, that page came out or that chapter or whatever.
Exactly.
You know? So I think it's like, you are gaining experience and you are getting better as time goes on, of course. But also, the other really important thing that's happening is that your relationship with your writing is changing, and it should always be changing. And I think that's a mark of, like, real experience, is when you're no longer, like, impacted negatively when you feel like, oh, I made a mistake. It's just like, oh, well, I can fix that.
Right. It's, you don't even view it as a mistake anymore. You view it as just part of the ebb and flow of the process. We come up with so many labels for so many different things. And I think the more we can get away from those in every way, in every area of life, the better off we will be as living, breathing, divine beings, okay? We're creators. We are creative. We have creative energy flowing through us. And the more we can take off these constricting labels, like, that's a mistake, that's good, that I deem not good enough, this is good enough for someone to read. Mm. What if we just backed away from that and didn't get so tripped up on this idea of making a mistake? What if we took the label mistake and crumpled it up and threw it out the window and just let ourselves create however it naturally came to us? Just let yourself play, let yourself explore, let yourself experience that flow and that process.
Yeah.
And we are constantly changing our work, but we're not viewing it as, oh, that's a mistake.
Right.
That's a mistake. I can't believe that I did that. And judging yourself for that, especially, I think many of you guys, there's quite a few of you that are very young writers, and we would, you know, like to encourage you to really latch on to this idea now. Make this your own now, because this is something that will help you so much as you grow and mature in your craft. Don't beat yourself up for mistakes. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Just lean into the process and enjoy the experience that you're gaining every single time. You're learning such valuable lessons. And we've talked many times about how each and every book that we write is so different from the next and so evolved in different ways. Like, even the series we're writing together, we're currently almost done. We're, like, wrapping up book three, and it's so different than the first book even. Yeah. But it's not that it's better or worse then, but it's like you see the evolution. Even, and we didn't... It hasn't even been that long since we wrote the first book.
Yeah.
But it's just each and every time we sit down to write, each and every day, it's going to be a little bit different.
Right. And it's cool because you're, like, growing with the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And looking back at the first book, because I'm, like, going through the first book as we start to edit now, and it's, like, I feel like, you know, oh, these baby characters have grown so much just over the past three books. But it's funny because, and then, but you feel like you grew with them in a way, you know, because you gained experience and new understanding and new enlightenment since you started writing that first book. I feel like that too with my own standalone books as well. And it's really interesting because you learn something new through the process each time. So, like, those things you can't learn any other way except by doing. And experiential learning is my favorite way to learn anything. And I think it's the most valuable way to learn anything. And so a lot of times you can get into, like, this analysis paralysis of, like, I have to watch every video, read every book, you know, read every article, every blog post, and really learn as much as I possibly can about this thing. And while learning is good and can be very valuable, it can also put you into this state of, like, brain freeze of, like, oh, well, what if I haven't learned enough? What if there's, you know, something else I need to write down and make notes about, something else I need to outline and structure before I can continue into just the journey, I would say to anyone who feels that way, chances are you're good and you can just go into the journey, start the journey, follow your intuition, follow your creativity. And then if you hit a roadblock and you feel like I need a little something else to help me springboard into the next part of this journey, then that's a sign that, you know, maybe you can return to another source, another resource to learn an additional thing that might help you on your path. But a lot of times we doubt ourselves so much that we get stuck in like this rut of like overanalyzing something over and over again. And in doing so, you are robbing yourself of experience, which is how you're really going to learn what you need to learn. Because if you think about it, like you can do all the learning, but then you have to go through all the experience as well. It's not like you can learn instead of experiencing.
Yeah, exactly.
I've always thought that about like, you know, learning something classically versus like getting your hands on the actual job doing it.
Right. Like when you think about, you could buy a whole bunch of books from a bookstore or get them at a library about surviving in the wilderness.
Yeah.
You could read about how to hike up mountains, how to live off the land, how to find food and build shelters. And you could read hundreds of books on this subject matter. But it is not the same thing as just going out there and living in the woods or going on a hike or climbing a mountain. You have to go actually experience those things if you want to have that life and experience those experiences and feel, you know, out there in nature. You're not going to get it just from a book. So it's kind of the same thing with something like writing. That is going to be a very personal, specific experience to you. Mm. That's going to be your hike, your mountain climb.
Right.
You have to experience that for what it's going to be for you. And what it's going to be for you is different than what it's going to be for anyone else. So you can't really take anyone else's word for it. You have to experience that and you have to lean into it and not be afraid of small things that might come up or discouraging days or discouraging sessions. We all have those. We all have those. And it's just something that you work with, not something you have to fight against. I think that's another thing is people feel like, our artists feel like they have to fight against these feelings of you know, not being good enough or, you know, having a bad session or not being able to communicate something exactly how they want to. Like, you don't have to rail against that. You can accept it and realize, okay, that's how it came out. And I'm going to just take that in my stride and just keep going. Just keep going. Just see what happens, you know?
A lot of times it's not even like the thing itself. It's like the analysis of it that's freaking you out. Like you're saying about surviving the wilderness. Like, if you suddenly just had to survive in the wilderness, even if you never read anything about it and you weren't prepared, it would probably be less intimidating than if you were trying really hard to prepare yourself to survive in the wilderness. And then you go out and you're like, okay, I know this is going to be a really scary experience. I'm really intimidated now, but I have all this knowledge, so I can do this. But you're like already, you're like anticipating all of these really challenging things. Versus like if you just had to experience it, you would still learn all those same things through the experience.
Yeah.
I mean, you might die in the process, so that probably wouldn't be good.
That wouldn't be good.
But like it's good to have some knowledge. So this is a good analogy because it's good to have some knowledge going into it to save your life. But you also can get to the point where like you're learning so much that you're actually just talking yourself out of actually doing it,
right.
You know?
Right, yes,
I see exactly. So many writers who do that.
You're just overthinking.
Yeah.
You're overthinking it to the and point like where now
it's... And it's the more you think about it, the scarier and bigger it becomes
to
actually do, you know?
Exactly, yeah. And thankfully, with something like writing, there's a lot more margin for error.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that.
You're not gonna lose your life.
You'll live through it no matter what. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You'll live through a bad writing session or, you know, a session you didn't feel happy about, whatever. But the thing is to change your perspective. Like Abby's saying, don't overthink it. Just throw yourself into it and see what happens. Don't be afraid of making mistakes.
Yeah, you have nothing to lose.
You have absolutely nothing to lose. You have everything to gain because every single time you sit down, it's going to feel better. It's going to feel more familiar. Mm. It's going to feel like familiar landmarks, familiar ground.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so lean into the mistakes, lean into the process, and especially in the first draft, especially if you're like starting to do, if you're going to do NaNoWriMo in November, or if you're starting a new book or you're working on a new project right now, and maybe it's your first time, or maybe it's, maybe you've been writing for a while. Regardless of what you're working on and how long you've been doing it, if you're working on like a first draft and you're just getting all these amazing creative ideas out of your head onto the page, that is tremendously awesome. And in and of itself is like so great. It's exactly what it needs to be. If you are leaning into the creative process and you're chasing those butterflies of creativity, as I like to say, and you are just letting your inspiration run wild, that is what you should be doing. And don't worry about it. Don't sweat it in the first draft, because everything is fixable. Everything is rewritable. And that's something that has really helped me recently and given me a lot more creative clarity, is to embrace the idea that it doesn't have to be perfect when it comes out the first time, and that everything is rewritable, and that almost like when you get really experienced at rewriting something, you don't even have to write it well the first time, because and it gives you this interesting sense of confidence of like, well, actually it doesn't even need to be perfect or great the first time, because I can go back to it and I can embellish it, I can revise it, I can rewrite it, I can breathe new life into it. And this is something that I've learned experientially through rewriting old manuscripts. So over the summer, I rewrote a 10-year-old manuscript, and it was a really fun process because the original ideas were so good, and a lot of the original story was very close to my heart, and I loved it. I loved the characters, loved the conflicts. There were so many aspects of it that I loved. But I ended up rewriting it almost word for word. There was some dialogue and stuff that I copied over and salvaged from the previous draft. But all of the scenes I rewrote, I enhanced them, made them better, and I discovered a lot of confidence and an interesting new, like, I guess, side skill aspect of writing that is taking something that was really good and making it great. And if you can lean into that process and really find joy in that process, the same kind of joy you can find in, you know, starting with new ideas, that is something that will make you a better writer. It will make you more confident in your own skills, and it'll give you a lot of experience that you couldn't get otherwise. And so what I've learned through doing that is that, you know, you don't have to be afraid to write something not as great in the first draft, because you can always go back and make it better.
Right, exactly. There's
no pressure. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, it doesn't end when you write the end, if you write the end.
Right.
I usually never do, but like when you hit that last closing word, that's really only in so many ways just the beginning of the process. You're going to be going back through so many times, and there were some of my favorite scenes from the Blood Ray series, my series, which you can find with the links below. Some of my favorite scenes are scenes I went back and wrote into the book long after I finished it, long after I went through it several times, and it even went to my editor, and I ended up writing scenes in there that I absolutely love now. So it's not something that you have to, oh, now that I finished, I wrote that last word, it's done. You know, I can't do anything else to it. That's in so many ways, you're at the starting line of the process.
Right.
You can really do so much to it. It's all malleable. It's all able to be changed.
Yeah, exactly. And all those things can be like springboards for new ideas. They can be opportunities. You can look at those mistakes as new opportunities instead of like, oh, I messed up. I shouldn't have written that scene, or like that scene was too long or too short or something. Instead of looking at it as a negative thing, look at it, reframe it in your mind and think of it as an opportunity for something new here. Okay, now how can I take this and make it better, make it more interesting, make it more layered, make it something that will make you love the characters more and make you care more about the story. And that little mindset shift will do incredible things for not just your writing, but your whole life in general, because that is like a mindset difference, right? It's looking at something that is maybe not as impressive as you want it to be, and asking yourself, how can I, what new life can I breathe into this thing to make it different, more interesting, more mm-hmm. layered, more engaging?
Right. And like I always like to say too, you can't sit in the seat of the critic and the creator at the same time. Mm-hmm. You have to be in one or the other.
Yeah.
So if you want to be the creator, you have to let go of this idea that you have to be your own critic. And for some of you, that might be a kind of painful process to let go if you're really used to, you know, perhaps you have a habit of judging your own work or, you know, a habit of judging what you do. You have to really step back and look at, you know, you're not here doing this beautiful act of creating this art. You're not doing that just to judge it. That's not your purpose in this. What you're doing is really sacred, and it's something you're here to enjoy. It's here to bring you joy. It's here to bring other people joy. It's not something that you need to be judging yourself on. That never was the intention of art. So
yeah.
I think that's, you know, a little bit more of a broader overarching concept, but it's something worth considering. It's worth thinking about.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I love that. You can't be in the seat of the critic and the creator at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's really profound.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, and that's very true. And I know a lot of writers struggle with the inner critic. I've struggled a lot with the inner critic. And it is a mindset shift. You have to let go of that, release that, and just step into the role of the creator. Because the creator is like, you know, like you were as a little child. You didn't criticize yourself. You didn't judge yourself. You just created for the joy of creating. And that's why children 5 years old and under usually have genius level creativity. I mean, there are studies showing that they have genius level creativity. Why is that? It's because they're not being judged and they're not judging themselves. There are so many interesting studies and findings connected to that, but I really think it has to do with the lack of criticism happening in that sphere. It's just a pure creativity and joy. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So that's the number one biggest mistake. If you want to avoid one mistake only, the biggest mistake is to be afraid of making mistakes. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Make them, embrace them, have fun with what you do, enjoy it to the fullest, and reframe how you're looking at mistakes. They aren't something bad. They aren't something negative. They can easily become opportunities for growth and creativity and inspiration. It just all depends on how you look at it.
It's all a matter of perspective.
Yeah. So find joy in your writing. We wish you joy. This NaNoWriMo or whatever you are working on, whenever you're watching or listening to this podcast, hopefully you have drawn some inspiration from this discussion today and can go forth into your writing with some new perspective on your beautiful work that you're bringing into the world. Thank you guys so much for listening and joining us today. Again, thank you to our amazing patrons who help us make this show possible and who keep this show free of sponsorships. We love you guys so much. And if you get value out of this podcast, go to patreon.com/thekateandabbyshow to help us keep it going. Also, the best way to support our individual author journeys is to buy our books. And Kate has an entire series of books, amazing series that you need to read ASAP. Awesome because like you can binge read the entire series, and I always love that when I find a new series and it's like the whole thing is out and I can just keep reading through them all. It's an awesome series.
Six books.
Yes, six books. So if you've been looking for a new dynamic, explosive, amazing series, check that out. The links are in the description box.
And below. Abby's new book, The Other World, just came out recently.
Yes.
So you can get that. It's a beautiful, whimsical, heartwarming story. It's perfect for this time of year if you're watching this in real time and it's autumn. This is like a great time to grab a book that has a nice, like, heartwarming, family-centered theme to read with a cup of tea on a chilly day. It's like the perfect autumn read.
It's very cozy.
So you can find all of our books with the links below in the description. And yeah, check out our writing if you haven't already. It is truly the best way to support us as authors, and we would love to share our stories with you.
Smash that like button as well if you enjoyed this podcast, and leave us a good rating on listening platforms. That helps us out a lot as well. Comment below and tell us what you thought of this discussion. Do you ever feel like, oh, I'm so worried that I'm making so many mistakes with my writing? And does that self-doubt ever stop you from continuing on your creative journey? What is your experience with this, and what have you learned through the process of writing? We would love to hear all about it. So share your journey in the comments below. And we will see you guys in the next one. Until then,
stay stoked
and rock on.